Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after decades of strange encounters, he's left with one terrifying possibility. The same entity has been watching him his entire life. That's what we're talking about today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown in quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, that it is, and we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all the extras. You can check out our Patreon page. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online, and you'll find us there. Also on Apple Podcasts as well, our premium channel, to get ad-free content and in advance. I am here with Carol and Todd. I'm Tony. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
You look what like
was that?
Well, because I was like, out of the three of us, Todd and I are okay. You're probably doing better than us. Do you have anything you want to share with the whole world today, Tony?
I'm eating some Skittles.
Is there anything else you want to share with the whole world today?
You've been eating those all day, haven't you?
I have a Red Bull, too. I got engaged.
Yay! I'm like, why are we leading with our boring lives?
I don't know. Why not? Yeah. So I got engaged, everybody. Yes. Yes. So that's so happening.
Exciting. Yes. That is so exciting.
Yep. When's the wedding? I have no idea. When's the date? I have no idea. These are all now we got to start planning all of that stuff. Yeah, so I'm very happy with that. Harper is very happy with all of that. And yeah, so that happened.
Do you think it's going to be a long engagement, or will you, will it be in the next year or two, or is it going to be like 5 years down the road?
It'll probably be within the next year. Yeah. So probably in towards summer or something of that nature of 2026. So not super far out.
Why wait? You want to get married, why put it off forever? I know this woman who is probably about 60, and she has been engaged for like 10 years or more. And I'm like, what's this all about?
It's not an engagement at that point. Like, what
I
is
know. It's like, I don't think you, after a point, just revert back to boyfriend and girlfriend, not he's my fiance. It just seems weird. Like, commit.
Or are they doing like eternal fiancés, where you're just a fiance with somebody forever? That might be a thing.
I don't know. I've never really heard of that, but I'm like,
I don't know.
I would think just do it. If you know, you know. It's different when you're like 20. I'd be like, give it a little time. Make sure it's what you want.
Yeah.
Enjoy the engagement for a little bit. But at your age, like, go for it.
Yeah.
I've sound really old real fast.
But here's the thing. I'm the oldest one in this room, so I can say that.
Yeah, but still, it's like, but like your age, you probably want to do it as quickly as possible.
Tony's like 40.
43. Yeah.
43. I can never remember in my head 40s. But, at that age, like, why put it off for 5 years?
Right.
Why put it off for 2 years? You know what you want? You live in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
Save some money. Move in together. Like, get on it. I just think I think you'd be really happy.
In your 20s, you're young and you're dumb, and you don't know what you're doing, and everybody is that way. After you go through so many relationships, it's like, either you know or you don't. And I was really thinking, like, I don't know if I'm going to ever know again, or if I'm ever, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I found it, and I wasn't expecting it at all.
Yeah, because it wasn't that long when you guys were dating that you were like, I think this could be something.
Yeah.
You sensed it pretty early.
Carol's pushing you so hard on this, though. I wonder, like, are you trying to get like a wedding planner gig out of this, Carol, or something? Make some money on this?
Oh, my God, no.
Carol's already helped plan some of my previous weddings.
I have.
Well, then maybe this time you just sit this one out, Carol.
I was responsible for one was it engagement party?
It was a wedding reception in which you had the Eli Young band play.
I did.
Oh, my Lord.
They did. They played an acoustic set.
Yep.
And it was super fun.
Yeah. That was to my annulled marriage, my first one at 26.
That one, I got to tell you, that one, you were 26. You can't tell you anything because,
Yep.
I saw that coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she got you the real Eli Young band. Like. She went big with the Eli Young band because she knew it wasn't going to last.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody got a free little concert out of it. And
I still tease the guys to this day because I see him frequently. And
yeah.
I still tease him to this day. Like, don't ever play another thing.
You're bad luck.
It wasn't a good idea.
Exactly. It's yeah. I mean, it's funny, and I'll hear them at the grocery store, you know, or whatnot, and I'll be like, oh, they played my first failed marriage.
Always a love song.
Always yeah. a love song. And that's usually the song that's playing. But yeah, there you go.
I will say they were great. Yeah. They were really, really good.
They were. Yeah. They gave me a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne, which I think I still have the case for somewhere around here. Yeah.
Yeah. So they even came bearing gifts. So we did pretty good on that one.
They did. There you go. All right. Let's get into a ghost story. And if you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Here's our first story. He always felt the strange moments in his life were linked somehow, stitched together by a thread he couldn't see, but absolutely felt. It didn't matter that they'd happened across different houses, different years, different states of mind. The pattern kept circling back on him over and over again, as if something had taken an interest early and never fully let go. He grew up in Tulare, California, small town, quiet streets, the kind of place where most things stay the same for years at a time. His family wasn't exactly strict or devout, but they were Christian, and faith was simply part of their background of life. Out of everyone in the house, only his mother believed him. When he talked about the things he'd seen, everyone else chalked it up to dream, stress, imagination. He wanted to believe that too, but he couldn't. Not with the way things started. When he was just a toddler, too young to remember firsthand, he'd wake up screaming about snakes in the corner or the people outside. His parents dismissed it as night terrors, kids of nightmares. They grow out of them. But he remembers the fear like an after image burned into the back of his mind, something deeper than a bad dream, something that clung to him even when he wasn't old enough to explain it. The first paranormal encounter he remembers clearly happened the night of his grandmother's death. He was sleeping in his parents' bed, something he did often because the dark terrified him. And when he woke up, rolled over, and froze. His grandmother was standing by his mother's dresser. She didn't look solid, not exactly. Her whole body had that pale, yellow-white glow, like she was being projected from an old film reel. She was sorting through papers, moving like she had somewhere to be, something to do. He stared. She didn't acknowledge him, didn't turn, didn't fade. She simply existed in the space where she shouldn't have been. He did what any child would do, slammed his face into the pillow, squeezed his eyes shut, and waited for sleep to come back. That was the beginning. The next time he was sleeping in the room he shared with his brother always left an old receiver radio on that night, the kind with the soft orange glow behind the dial. He woke because a cold breeze brushed across his face, unusual, but not alarming. The house was old, the windows drafty, but before he could settle, a dull white blur slid out of the bottom of his vision, right along the edge of his bed. He sat perfectly still under the covers. Then, click, the radio switched off by itself. Silence filled the room, too heavy, too sudden to be normal. He pulled the blankets higher and waited until exhaustion finally dragged him down again. Around that same period, the dreams began, people with red eyes watching him through his window, a tall, dark, robed figure standing in the breezeway, barely illuminated but unmistakable, a silhouette with glowing red eyes that bored into him until the terror snapped him awake. He never forgot those eyes. They felt aware of him. For a while, things quieted down. The pounding started, not taps, not creaks, pounding, like someone running full speed into the doors in the middle of the night. The whole house shook. Everyone heard it. Nobody could explain it. His parents said houses make noises, wood settles, wind pushes, but he knew the difference between an old building creaking and something slamming its weight into a wall. It wasn't long after that when something strange happened outside his own home. He was at a friend's birthday party on the same street. Everyone had fallen asleep except him, as usual. And he stayed up playing Super Nintendo in the dark. Sometime between 3 and 4 a.m., he heard pots banging in the kitchen. Figured it was the cat or maybe someone getting a midnight snack. But his friend's mom marched out and scolded him for making the noise, except he hadn't moved. She checked the kitchen, flipped on the light, and froze. Every single cabinet door was standing wide open. That was the moment he realized weirdness didn't stick to specific houses. It stuck to him. When he was 11, his family moved across town. For 2 years, everything stayed quiet. He almost convinced himself he'd outgrown it. Then at 13 or 14, the sleepwalking began. He'd wake up in different rooms, standing upright, staring into the dark without knowing why. The last time it happened, he woke at the front door. It was wide open. Cold night air hitting his face, the street empty and silent. He didn't remember a dream. He didn't remember walking, just the disorienting realization that he'd been standing on the edge of stepping outside into darkness without knowing why. Years later, during a fishing trip to Pismo Beach, everything escalated again. They stayed at his friend's grandmother's trailer. She'd recently passed away, and he slept in the living room on a cot. The night was windy, and he kept hearing a faint tick-tick sound every 10 seconds or so. He ignored it, assuming it was something loose outside. Then the sound changed. Without warning, a blast of static and screeching erupted from the record player behind him, deafening, violent, astoundingly loud. So loud, he clapped his hands over his ears and felt the vibration in his bones, but nobody else woke up. Not his friends asleep nearby, not his father, not his father's friend, nobody. He bolted upright, stumbled to the record player, tried turning the selector switch off. Nothing happened. The noise kept roaring. Finally, he yanked out the speaker wire, and just like that, everything stopped. Silence. Absolute smothering silence. He stood there shaking. To this day, he still can't explain why unplugging one speaker silenced the entire system when the whole thing had supposedly been off to begin with. That night lingered in his mind for years, but the most frightening experience happened more recently. It began with a nightmare. He was staring into his bedroom mirror, leaning closer and closer, watching his reflection darken and shift until it became a hollow-eyed woman, black eyes, impossible stare, glaring back at him with a threat that didn't require words. He woke up, except he couldn't move. Sleep paralysis was familiar to him, but never like this. His heart hammered, his breath shook, the woman's face from the dream lingered in his mind like an after image burned into his vision. Then slowly, he sensed someone in the room. He forced his eyes open and saw it, a black-robed figure standing near the window. No face, no eyes, no features, just a shape that absorbed the darkness around it. He should have been terrified. Instead, a deep, furious anger surged through him, irrational, explosive, like the sight of the figure tapped into something primal. He shut his eyes tight, and when he opened them again, it was morning, and the anger was gone. Later, when he stumbled across articles about shadow people, he felt the shock of recognition. Reports of robed figures, the Hat Man, entities people had seen all over the world. He realized he'd seen one too. And since that night, sleep became a battlefield. He couldn't sleep in the dark at all. The moment the room went pitch black, he felt like someone else was there, not close, but watching from a distance. This is where I'm going to go into Bette Midler. From a distance, the world. Okay, I'm kidding. You weren't expecting that.
No.
When the TV played, he felt safer. Not safe, but safer. He started waking up every night around 3 or 4 a.m., drenched in sweat. He'd sit up, catch his breath, wait for the sinking sensation to fade. For a while, it didn't. Medication helped stabilize his mood, but it didn't fix the sense of presence. Even on calm nights, he felt like someone or something stayed just outside the edge of his vision. His mother admitted she'd had sleep paralysis in the same house. Sometimes she heard two people whispering in her ear. She'd had dreams of the gates of hell appearing in their living room, dreams he tried to dismiss as just nightmares, just imagination. But part of him wondered if the house wasn't the problem. What if it had never been the house? He was 22 now, too old in his mind to be sleeping with a TV on just to get through the night, too old to be scared of a dark room, and too old to feel watched in his own home. But the pattern was undeniable. These things had started when he was a toddler, stopped, started again, vanished, returned, always in cycles, always unpredictable, as if something was following him, as if something had been following him all along. He didn't know if he believed that. He didn't know if he wanted to. But sometimes, late at night, when the house was still and the glow of the TV flickered across the walls, he felt it. That heavy awareness. That sense of being observed from just beyond the edge of the room. And those moments, the ones he never said out loud, he wondered if the robed figure, the red-eyed dreams, the pounding on the doors, the static, the paralysis, the whispers, the presence, were all the same thing. Waiting. Watching, patient, and not finished with him yet. And that's
why?
The ghost story.
Why? Like, why does that happen? I understand a haunted house, but you know, like, when he's just a kid, why is he tormented by something? Like, what did he do? You know, why would something pick on him his whole life? And how do you get rid of it? Because he's right. You should be able to go to bed at night and get a good night's sleep and not be terrified every night.
I still have the TV on to fall asleep. Otherwise, the people under the stairs will get you.
Oh, true. Well, there's that.
I mean, that's just common sense.
Yeah, everything is that.
You have
that's
to
why
have,
I don't have any stairs in my house.
You have to have a 90s sitcom on if you're going to go to bed. And if you don't, then, you know, your odds of death skyrocket.
You do fall asleep. Do you fall asleep with a TV on for real?
I do.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't. I need it to, like, get my mind going on something other than, like, this.
Yeah.
Or work or something. Otherwise, the night just keeps spinning. And the thing is, I'll keep spinning even half the time when I'm falling and when I'm asleep, because I'll wake up, be like, oh, and I'll, you know, be dreaming about work or something. And I'll come up with ideas and, like, let me write that down. That's a great idea. I have some great ideas in the middle of the night sometimes. And some of the best ones, you're like, of course I'll remember that. Of course. It's so good. I can't wait to look at that in the morning. And then you're like, what the hell was that? I was thinking about it 3:24. That's
exactly.
I've also had it where you had that great epiphany and you're like, this is the best idea ever. And then you wake up and you look at it again with clear vision and you're like, man, that's not so good. But with this story, I think the thing that bothers me is it also sounds like somebody that may have some mental issues. You know, kind of, yeah. And I, here's one thing that I'm a true believer in. Like, I get worried about people who have a struggle mentally throughout their life. We can just say, hey, it's a chemical imbalance. You need to be on drugs, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But my big concern is, what if it's also a mix of that and something else that has attached itself because you do have these struggles and whatever. And now you're not just dealing with something that the everyday, you know, world deals with, but now you're dealing with that and a little bit of something else that's going on.
I believe it. I think in when anyone's in a state of, and I'm not saying weakness in any way of disrespect, but, you know, if you have some mental health problems going on, I mean, it could be a myriad of reasons of why that might be happening. But if you're not at your best, you know, I think you're more vulnerable to things.
To
negative energy, to negative things, to
negative people,
to falling in with the wrong people, you know, just by your own choices, because this is how, you know, things look through your prism at that moment in time. I would not doubt it. I would not doubted, you know, for a second. I think we've seen over the years, you know, there's a correlation there of folks that are having some troubles and then finding themselves in oddly paranormal situations. And yeah, oftentimes when life improves, when things improve, when they have the help and they're able to operate the best that they can, a lot of those things go away. And some could say, well, that's because they're mentally healthy. And it's, you know, those are just, you know, those are products of it, but they're products of their imagination and their mind that was there, this or that, you know, or are they, you know?
Yeah. It's a simple answer to say that they are, but I don't know that they always are.
Yeah. I agree.
Like Kathy and I were talking the other day about, it would be nice to find a therapist for some people who specializes in paranormal trauma.
Yeah.
And because, you know, especially like a case like this person, it could be some mental health and it could also be paranormal at the same time. It'd be nice to have someone kind of open to that and dealing with both sides of it.
I'm surprised how many therapists are like genuinely open to it. Like, I always kind of thought like, well, a lot of them are not going to be. No, I mean, we've heard from many over the years, the therapists that I've had over the years too, you know, you say what you do and you talk about it. I think every single one of them has had their own ghost story or two that they're like, oh, that's interesting. And they're not saying like it was, you know, a mental health emergency either. It was like, we don't know what that was. Like, I think there's a lot of belief, a lot of people discount therapists or think that they're not going to believe in that stuff. I think a lot of them do. And because I think a lot, just like anybody, people have their own experiences that you can't explain.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that, Tony? Can you tell me about how that makes you feel? Does it make you scared, Tony?
It does. It does make, it makes me fearful. Fearful.
Does it?
For, you know,
What are you afraid of, Tony?
I'm afraid of letting people know that I don't really have any ghost stories. No, I do. I have a couple, but they're not good. They're nothing. There's nothing
good ones.
They're not. I mean, compared to what we hear here, I mean, they pale in comparison. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out at Apple Podcasts and Patreon as well. Our channel there, just search Real Ghost Stories Online. You'll find us and then get access to all of the extras. We do appreciate that. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.